T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Probably the ongoing racial tension in our country, the tearing the fabric of our nation apart right now.
Thinking about my baby, it don't matter if you're black or white.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 7:46 here on a Thursday. Three big things. President Trump reportedly cuts a deal with Democrats on immigration. He is apparently disputing that. Sedgwick County detention officer arrested on DUI charge. The Wichita police investigating the death of a doctor as a homicide. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning in traffic right now, we've got a traffic accident southbound on I-235. And this accident is south of K-42. And you're going to want to avoid that entirely this morning. Again, southbound I-235, south of K-42. One vehicle injury, traffic accident there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio, brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Hey, sunny and breezy today, warmer with a high of 94 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 69. Friday, mostly sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high, 93. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 7 miles per hour, and 58 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of the best bourbon bars in America by the Bourbon Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted. Democrats dine with the president and talk about immigration.
Focus on the White House. After a private dinner with President Trump, Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi announced a deal to protect young immigrants and an agreement with President Trump on border security that does not include a wall. The White House called the meet a positive step, but spokeswoman Sarah Sanders said excluding the wall was certainly not agreed to. The president met with a bipartisan group of lawmakers talking tax reform. He says it will not be a giveaway to the wealthiest Americans.
The rich will not be gaining at all with this plan. We're looking for the middle class, and we're looking for jobs. Jobs meaning companies.
House Speaker Paul Ryan looking for something in under 2 weeks.
On the week of the 25th, September 25th, there's going to be an outline that is released which reflects the consensus of the tax writing committees, Ways and Means and Finance, and the administration.
The president today travels to Florida for a briefing on Irma recovery and to meet with survivors. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Stock indices or indexes closed slightly higher Wednesday as gains for retailers and energy companies outweighed declines in healthcare and technology companies. Standard & Poor's 500 index rose nearly 2 points. The Dow rose 39, and the NASDAQ composite edged up nearly 6 points. All three are at record highs. Best Buy says it will no longer sell software made by the Russian company Kaspersky Labs. Kaspersky makes antivirus software for computers. Wednesday, the U.S. government banned federal agencies from using it over concerns about the company's ties to the Kremlin and Russian spy operatives. Kaspersky has denied any unethical ties with Russia or any government. The founder of a Chinese online lending company has been sentenced to life in prison after his company defrauded depositors of $7.7 billion in one of China's biggest financial scams. Wow, that is a lot of fraud. You got to stay busy to get that more people for that much money. Coming up on 7:50 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Child care for people living in downtown Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, more people are choosing to live in downtown Wichita. Now our local group is exploring the feasibility of creating a child care center there. Many people connected to the Center City Academy are considering a new building to be used as a resource for people working and living downtown. It would be a nonprofit. Board member Rebecca Moore says the effort is at a very grassroots stage. Boeing has won a $600 million contract that'll kick off the Air Force One modification work. The contract covers design of the communications system, electrical power upgrades, a medical facility, executive interior, and defense systems. The work will be done on two 747s that were purchased to become the new Air Force One aircraft. Wichita used to do modifications on Air Force One. The work was moved to San Antonio in 2014. Bill Warren says he likes City Manager Bob Layton's idea to modernize and expand Century 2 Convention Center and Exhibition Hall. Warren is opposed to tearing down Century 2 and building new. Layton made a suggestion at a Tuesday night special meeting of the Wichita City Council. Wayne Bryan of Music Theater Wichita says he's not opposed to renovation, but is concerned about his organization being displaced. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
I can't imagine Wayne being displaced down there. I guess it's possible.
Yeah.
But you can imagine.
It's hard to think of a place that would be able to, you know, put together the same quality of a very high quality production that they're used to at Music Theater.
They do a great, great job. And, of course, one of the problems with the aging Century 2 is the acoustics. So apparently some bleed from one area to the next.
Right.
And I can't see where, in this day and age, we couldn't do something to modify that fairly simply. I don't know. We can get pretty good acoustics here in this little radio station.
Right. I think on a large scale like that, it's a little bit more complicated.
Well, sure
than
it,
it
sure
sounds
is.
Like. If there was an easy fix, they may have done it before, but I think it's going to be some
That's a good point, Bill. If it was easy, that probably would have been done by now.
Right.
But it's going to be interesting as we go forward here in the next few weeks to see what kind of possible plans that city is going to come up with for Century 2. I know that you guys at the Business Journal, you've done a poll on what people think about it, right?
Right.
And we've done, we've done two. And what are your people saying, your readers saying?
Well, our folks are saying that they'd rather see it renovated than torn down.
That's kind of what we saw here. My wife says, I don't know her vote counts for anything, but she says renovate it. So maybe we go with that. Hey, that was an interesting story about people living downtown and needing child care. I don't usually think of people, people living downtown. I'm a suburban guy. You know, I grew up out in the west part of town, and I wouldn't even think of it. But I know there are people now moving into some very nice apartments downtown, and a lot of them are probably younger people like you were talking about there.
Younger families maybe, and they need those child care services. Even people who are working downtown may need those child care services.
Yeah.
Also, you know, we're seeing that the core area is getting a little bit of momentum. You know, maybe it's time for child care. Maybe it's time for a grocery store. Maybe it's time for, you know, a dry cleaners and other services, for example.
So the basics. All right.
Right.
Today is National Eat a Hoagie Day.
Oh, wow.
I'm talking about the sub, hero, the po' boy, the Italian sandwich, along with the torpedo, all recognized on National Eat a Hoagie Day. The hoagie consists of meats, cheeses, vegetables, sauces, and seasonings on a long roll of Italian or French bread.
So, I'm good with that.
Love a good hoagie. And, of course, we always talk about the pizza, but they have terrific hoagies at Pizza John's in Derby.
Right, right. That's what I hear. I haven't had it. I have to have one of
them. We did the unthinkable. What we do down, so we go down there, my wife orders the pizza, and I order the hoagie, and then we split it.
There you go.
You think that's okay with them to do that?
Oh, absolutely. They just want you to be happy eating, I imagine.
I guess so. Anyway, National Eat a Hoagie Day. You're from Kansas City. Was there a hoagie shop or a sandwich shop there near your house that you always enjoyed?
Not really. Not when I was growing up. It was pretty much meat and potatoes and burgers and things like that. I didn't really eat too many hoagies.
You're a Wildcat and from K-State. Ever eat at the Yellow Sub in Lawrence?
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I have eaten there. I got to admit, I've eaten there. Everybody. Good stuff.
All right. Thank you, sir. That's Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up here at 8 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Sedgwick County Detention Officer arrested on DUI charge. That story and more, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.